Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, NABSCO, the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra. And representatives from that group, the president is here. Hail to the chief. Ivan Kirshner is here. Welcome to the program, Ivan.
Well, thanks for having us.
Nice to have you with us. I'm going to just make sure that everybody can hear you. It looks like your level is okay, but we'll ask you to speak right up.
Okay.
And then Christo is here, who is the music director and conductor. Welcome to you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you. And it's a program tonight that is kind of a little bit of a catch-up. We're going to find out what the orchestra has been up to, and we're going to find out about what the future holds in these trying times that are still pandemic-related. But the orchestra has actually been meeting in smaller groups, but been meeting at the Music Mansion in Providence, right, Ivan?
That's right. Thanks to you. It's wonderful.
We were able to work that out and bring in small groups at a time, and then they get to rehearse and look forward to an opportunity when they can play. But before we get into too much about the orchestra, let's find out about Ivan. You started out as a child.
Yes, I started. I started as a child. I started playing the violin when I was 7, always was in love with it through high school, and played the piano for many years as well. And ended up being an engineer, though, so I chickened out of the career
as
a musician.
That's all right. So where was high school for you? What state?
Yeah, I grew up in Upper Saddle River, New Jersey. High school was in Allendale, New Jersey.
Upper Saddle River. Yeah. I've actually been there many times, believe it or not. In the Ramapo area, but we'll talk about that off air because I have some older, relationships that came from there.
Oh, but okay.
Maybe you knew them.
Maybe I knew them.
but then became an engineer, but now your love is the violin and playing with the orchestra.
Yes, I ended up following my father's footsteps and I got trained as a naval architect and marine engineer. Went to Webb Institute for 3 years and the University of Michigan for 4 degrees and worked in the offshore industry for a while. Now I work in the defense industry for a small wholly owned subsidiary of General Dynamics called Applied Physical Sciences. But music.
That's how you ended up in Rhode Island?
Actually, when I finished graduate school, my dad was getting quite old and I wanted to be near him. And by that time, they'd moved to Noank, Connecticut. And there wasn't a lot of opportunity, so I took a job at the Naval Undersea Warfare Center at the time. And but it's been a very interesting career, but not as much fun as music.
Well, there you go. We'll talk more about the music. And Christo is let's turn to you a little bit. Your background is what?
My background is conducting. I've wanted to be a conductor since I was about 10 years old. And I think I started out as a conductor in the womb.
There you go. I was kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming. My mother usually tells me how she'd try to drive, but her belly would hit the steering wheel for her. So I always think that I was practicing my moves.
And you couldn't wait to get out, as I
understand, no, yeah,
right?
I came out 2 months early.
2 months early, but and then got right in. You picked up the baton and been going ever since.
Exactly. Well, when I was 10, I saw my first orchestra concert for the first time. Boston Symphony.
Boston Symphony. Yeah. I've heard of them.
They're okay. Nice band of folks.
Who was conducting it?
James Levine. It was an all Beethoven program, now that I'm looking back with more knowledge. And it was the Beethoven Fifth, of course, that kind of won me over. And, you know, and intermission, how all the cacophony on stage and off stage, the lights are on, everybody's talking. I just remember sitting in the hall with all this noise, and then the lights go off, everybody shuts up. The orchestra does this weird thing called tuning.
Right.
And then people started applauding, and this fat old man comes from around behind the orchestra, comes to the front, takes a bow, looks to his left and to his right as if just to say okay, and then ba-ba-ba-bomb.
There you go.
And I literally said to my mom, I have to have what he's having. I got to have what he's having. And there began.
There it began.
My entire journey.
When you were 10 years old. And that's most people don't have that kind of experience where they say, that's what I want to be or that's what I want to do when they're that young. It's, you know, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. I want to be, you know, work on a spaceship or something. But
there is a little bit of all of that in conducting, you know, the way you have to deal with people. But there's something about the power of what one simple gesture can do to affect other people that I've always been very attracted to. I mean, I came to the U.S. as an immigrant from Albania, which I don't know if you know that country, but it's exactly the same size as Massachusetts somehow. And I was 6 years old. We came as political refugees, and no one spoke English in the family. And I remember my parents just put me in school, and I just sat there for 2 years listening to gibberish in the classroom, and it just slowly became understandable. But I remember just relying so much on facial expressions and gestures to understand other people. And so when I just saw that in concert with a conductor, basically as a profession, doing that, it's just been something I've been chasing my entire life.
Well, we're going to find out more about your direction of the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra. But before we do that, let's get to a little piece of music to set the mood. And we'll come back after that and talk some more. What do you have for us first?
We have an excerpt from Mahler's first symphony performance, my first performance that I conducted with NABSCO a couple years ago. And I believe you'll be listening to the second movement, which is a raucous, great dance meant for a beer hall.
All right. We'll listen to as much of that as possible before we take our first break, and then we'll be back with more of NABSCO.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, and tonight we're listening to music provided by Nabsco, which is what you heard just before the commercial break, and we're sitting with Ivan and Christo talking about the future of Nabsco, the Narragansett Bay Community Symphony Orchestra. And Ivan, couldn't you have come up with a simpler name?
I've always wondered about that myself, but it was imposed on us long before I joined the orchestra. But we are at www.nabsco.org, NABSCO. So we have our whole history of our our orchestra there. And anything else you'd want to know, including concerts in the past and what's coming up in the future.
Excellent. And if people are so inclined, they might even be able to donate there, I would think, right?
That's true. There's a click to donate type button. Yep. And we welcome that and very much appreciate it.
We encourage it. Actively.
Actively encourage it, right. And information about events, as you said. And if there's any need for questions, there's, I'm sure, a place where people can email and get find out things.
That's right, yeah.
What about, Christo, what about the future as far as new members are concerned? If I'm presuming, like all arts groups, you probably have lost a few during the pandemic, moving away, changing careers, whatever happens, because it is a volunteer organization, right?
Right. Well, I mean, the pandemic, as terrible as it's been for the arts and my entire career is based around gathering people
right.
together to make music on stage and off stage. And so at a time where you quite literally cannot do that, we've had to reorganize and figure out what the orchestra is about, what it can be about. And, you know, Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra. So our entire focus during the pandemic has been around that magic word community
mm-hmm.
and keeping it together and just taking a hard look at what the orchestra can be for the community, both in its membership and the music that we play. And like when you think of the word symphony, you know the etymology of the word symphony?
Sound together, right?
Symphonos, yeah. Right, from Greek, sounding together.
It's from Greek, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course, you have a little Windex and you get the word put together.
That's how we fix all our intonation problems, you know? A little bit of Windex and the flute's totally in tune.
There you go.
And COVID-free. But just that concept, sounding together, what does that mean? You have all these different kinds of people coming from every possible background with every possible instrument coming together to create harmony and melody together to be a part of something larger than themselves.
Right.
That's what the orchestra is about.
Mm-hmm.
And with a community orchestra, it takes that to a different level because nobody's relying on the music for their livelihoods. It's all, you know, the essence
except
of the word.
You.
Well, yes. It's like a priest at a church, you know.
Right.
It's their livelihood, but, you know, the point is you bring the congregation together, right?
Right.
For something that's much larger than any of its parts, right? Any of the members. Mm-hmm. And like I said, with the community orchestra, it's filled with amateurs for the most part.
Sure.
And to be an amateur means to be fueled with love, right? That's the word it comes from.
Mm.
So
that's right.
Everyone brings that inner part of themselves. Like Ivan has a heart for violin, but he has been an engineer
right.
for his entire life. But he brings that heart for violin to the orchestra every week, to the point where he's the president of the board.
That's right.
Right?
It takes a special love to volunteer for any board. So, yeah.
And so the magic of a community orchestra is that you have this incredibly diverse group of minds in front of you, very good at what they do, from doctors to therapists to engineers. And they're here to make music, pour their hearts into something mm-hmm. that they love. And so as a conductor, I think, okay, this is great. We have this amazing amazing resource of brains in front of us. What can we do? What resources can we provide to bring everybody together and make something really wonderful
right.
that everybody else can be attracted to?
It's amazing when right? it all comes together. I can relate to that. As most of my listening audience knows, I'm a singer and a member of an organization called Narragansett Bay Chorus. And
not community chorus.
Not community chorus, but we are the Narragansett Bay Chorus.
Lovely.
And been around for about 70 years or so.
Wow.
And it's the same kind of thing. So I get what you're saying, and we have the same kind of thing where we have amateur singers getting together with a professional director and do the same kind of thing, only we don't have to carry a violin with us. Because it's all a cappella.
Oh, well, that's
so there
nice.
You go.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well,
the heaviest thing we have is a pitch pipe.
Well, I mean, then it's really direct, right? It's with choruses. It's incredible
right.
work that you guys have to do.
Yeah.
And I do want to also make sure that everyone knows that NABSCO isn't just filled, isn't just made up of amateurs, but there are a lot of professional music teachers and musicians that also volunteer their time.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think when you have a mix of professionals and amateurs, it's like the professionals set the baseline for quality, and the amateurs remind the professionals why they got into music in the first place.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
So there's a spirit, and you know, like it's not a perfect product at times,
mm-hmm.
but it's when we play a Mahler symphony or Mozart symphony or any great classical work, it's the difference between an orchestra like the Boston Symphony and NABSCO. We're setting off on the same journey, same road trip, playing the same road trip, but whether you're using a brand new Tesla or like a wonderful like 2008 Toyota Camry, it allows you to really take in the sights the same way. It's about that. It's not about just the technique of the orchestra. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well,
and the product turns out to be pretty good. If I do say so myself.
Absolutely,
the product has been very good. You've been having performances before the pandemic at the McVinnie Auditorium.
Yeah, that's now sort of our central place. We also performed down in Narragansett at St. Peter's by the Sea Church.
Right.
And yep.
Yeah, my group, the Narragansett Bay Chorus, were the first group to go into McVinnie when it reopened, and I can remember sitting with previous board members of NABSCO and saying, hey, we found this great theater, and they gave it a shot, and so now it's your home. So I think I should be getting a little commission or something.
Yeah. But
you got it, Mike.
All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music before we get too carried away here, and tell us what you have next.
So this excerpt is from the same concert, but it features cello soloist Clara Young. I think she's a professor at a local university. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I don't
know.
She was wonderful.
Oh, she's an amazing cellist. And it's an excerpt from the first movement of Elgar's monumental concerto for cello and orchestra.
We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more. Thank you. Conducting Conversations is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano and very happy to be sitting with members of NABSCO, which is Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra. As Christo said, that community is very important there. And Ivan, speaking about community, this is not something, the orchestra doesn't exist on dues.
No.
or
ticket sales. We get a lot of contributions. And we have a lot of people to thank, and I really want to thank people for keeping us going through COVID-19 because it was a real challenge. But first of all, the musicians have stuck with us, and Christo's been doing Zoom calls, so that's been wonderful. But we get grants from places like RISCA, the Champlin Foundation, and a lot of other sponsors. You can find a list online. We're very grateful to them. And also, our founding organization was the Rhode Island Philharmonic, and the Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School at the Carter Center gives us free rehearsal space during normal times. And this year, thanks to you, Mike, we've been playing at the Music Mansion when we can, and we've just started up again, and that's been wonderful. But we have a lot of people to thank, so...
Well, it's a community effort, as they say. It takes a village, and that couldn't be any truer than in the arts right now during this crisis. The organization itself is about how many members, would you roughly say? Is it 10, 20, 30?
It's more like 60 members.
60 plus, yeah. I'd 60. Say almost 70, yeah.
Almost.
And we're
70.
Always looking for new www.nabsco.org. If you want to audition, there's a place where you can click to
So
to audition.
If I want to audition, I can go to your website. Because at one time I had an uncle who taught me how to play the spoons. well, would there be a place for me?
In the percussion section, of course.
Okay, all right.
It's the most eclectic section in the orchestra.
There you go. That would be me.
or we could commission a solo piece to be written for you.
For spoons and orchestra.
I've also can play a wine glass. I have a
There is. You'd be shocked how much repertoire there is for that.
I know. There's a series. I had a friend that did that on a cruise ship for a while as a gig where his whole gig was setting up a bunch of wine glasses, and he did a show playing music on wine glasses. See?
So, sounds like a fun gig.
I know. I have a lot of weird friends, too. But let's get to the music that might be coming up and performed this summer and then into next fall. And give us a little bit of what might be of interest to people. When do you think things might come back again? Do you have anything on the books at this point?
So we are planning a full season next year, and Christo will go into some of the pieces we plan to play there. We have been invited by a sister organization, the Ocean State Pops Orchestra, to collaborate with them this summer during their summer pop series. And likely we would be part of a concert in the August timeframe outdoors in North mm-hmm. Kingstown at the Banshell. And they're a fun group, a great group, and Christo would be part of that as well. And so we hope that comes off and that it's a big hit with everyone.
Excellent.
A lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of music will be played, do you think?
In the summertime or in our next season?
Well,
we're still figuring out the details for the summer period just because gathering instruments, even outdoors, has a lot of... We don't know what the restrictions will be like.
Right, right.
But all fun stuff.
Okay, it'll be fun.
It will be fun.
All right.
Yeah. And a perfect time for a picnic.
There you
right.
go. All
exactly.
Right. But how about next season then?
So for next season, there you're going to have some great classical favorites like the Tchaikovsky Sixth Symphony, Mahler's Fifth, as well as the double concerto, Brahms double concerto for violin and cello and orchestra, which is one of the most incredible pieces of music that you could ever get to listen to and
experience. Too bad. It's too bad when I have someone like you on Conducting Conversation that there's no television camera because the audience can't see your face and how excited you are about this new music.
And believe me, it's contagious. It's contagious to the orchestra. We so, all pick that up.
Contagious and COVID go well together, but
no
way
the enthusiasm.
The enthusiasm, yeah. The expression, and I'm sure that translates to when you're conducting, and that's
I certainly hope so.
Obviously, that's what makes a part of what separates the men from the boys, as they say. With conductors that just wave their hands and conductors that really get into the inspiration of the music. And
I mean, it goes into leadership, right? That oh, we could get into a whole aside on just leadership. There's this, you know, I always think of leadership, whether it's conducting or in the way you conduct yourselves or oneself during just normal life, as being three levels. You know, there's the technical level, the operational level, and then the motivational or conceptual level. And conducting, it's easy to learn the instruments of the orchestra and how they work. That's the technical side. The operational side is how they work together inside a score, and getting an orchestra to sound good, right? But then that extra dimension of playing, that motivational level, that's where the secret sauce is.
Sure.
It's really hard to find an entrance into that domain without just completely diving into it.
Right. You can get, you know, someone to play a B flat. It's a matter of how they put the next note to it, the next note after that, and you know, and make it come out so that people are excited about listening to it.
So, well, yeah, it's like, why? All right, you're asking people to sing or play in tune. Why?
Right.
Why is it important to
right.
to play in tune?
Yeah.
I'll tell this story another time, but just to touch on some of the repertoire for next year. So we'll have some great classical favorites, and then to just make a really special season that's focused, like I said before, on the community in Providence, we're going to be working on doing outreach specifically to the Latinx community, and we're planning to do a concert of Handel's Messiah, which happens, I think, in the November-December period. There are like 80 performances of Messiah in New England.
Yeah.
But this is going to be completely unique.
And yours will be the best.
No, not best, but very different. It's going to be entirely in Spanish.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You know, Handel was an immigrant. He was a German immigrant in England.
I did not know. I thought he was from Albania.
Oh, well, all the best. He was originally from Albania, but he didn't know that. No one knows that. You are also originally from Albania.
Yeah, there we go. Everyone originally started someplace. All right, well, as I look that we have one more piece of music to play and want to try to get as much of that in as possible, so I want to thank you both for coming to Conducting Conversations, bringing us up to date on what NABSCO is doing and going to be doing. And it sounds like we got to have you back again real soon, because I want to hear the story of that you were.
I will save that as a cliffhanger.
All right.
We'd love to come back.
Why to play in tune.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Mike. This is really terrific.
It's been great to have you both. Yeah. And we're going to listen to one more piece of music. And what will that be?
So back to Mahler's First Symphony. This is the third movement. And for any listener that grew up as a child, the music plays on Frère Jacques, you know, the famous Frère Jacques.
Frère Jacques.
But Mahler turns it into a funeral song.
I'll just keep humming in the background while you're talking.
Well, he makes it in minor, and it's this gigantic funeral song that just starts really softly in the timpani, so turn up your radios all the way up high, and then starts to consume the entire orchestra.
There's a wonderful story about the inspiration for that piece, that movement, too, that we can tell another time.
All right, we'll save that for the next trip. Thank you both, and to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.